The Sock Drawer, written by Paradoxalotl, read by A Literal Carpet Cheap. Summary. Andrew refuses to ask, but he's not unwilling. His solution is simple. Put the ring where Neil will find it. Hell, Andrew will even make it obvious where to look. Easy. Simple. He just didn't expect it to take this long. It had been an impulse buy. Renee and Andrew had gone into town to try the new ice cream parlor that had just opened, and to catch up. It was hard to update someone on your life when you were dodging the fist they were sending at your face, so ice cream it was. Andrew had his cavity-inducing cone in one hand, the other stuffed into his pocket as they walked. Renee was telling him about her trip to Vietnam she'd been on over the fall when his eye caught on the sign. He stopped walking, studying the windows. He'd thought about it, what it would be like, but it'd always been in an abstract way. Now, standing across from the jewelry store, it felt a little more real. Renee had paused beside him, a knowing grin on her face. He scooped some of her ice cream out of her bowl with his finger in retaliation, and they both pretended that she couldn't have stopped him. Sucking the bubblegum flavor off of his skin, Andrew went back to watching the store. "You and Neil have been together for a while now," Renee said mildly. Andrew shrugged. He had stopped denying the something that was between them years ago. Can't seem to get rid of him. She hummed, sticking her spoon into her mouth. Andrew chased the chocolate dripping down his thumb with his tongue. The employee inside of the store was shooting them strange looks, but Andrew finished his ice cream before taking the final steps into the store. He wanted his hands free for this. Half an hour later, Andrew walked out with the small box in his hand. Renee seemed far too happy beside him, her smile twitching at the corners like a bird trying to take flight. Sighing, he shoved the box into his pocket. "Spit it out, Walker." "I just never took you as the marrying type," she said. "I don't care about getting married." Her brow quirked up. "The ring says otherwise, Minyard." "Hospital rights. Yours POA. Tax benefits." "Uh-huh." Andrew glowered, keeping his gaze fixed ahead. "It's Neil," he admitted slowly. "It's Neil," Renee agreed, smile finally pulling into a full grin. "So, how are you going to ask him?" He huffed, shooting her a look. "I'm not." If there was one thing that Andrew hated more than anything about Neil, it was his refusal to wear socks. Andrew bought him socks constantly. He'd leave them all over the dorm, shove them into Neil's bags, throw them at his face, and yet the menace always just moved them aside, not even bothering to acknowledge them. The only time he would was when Andrew shoved them into his hands himself and threatened to make Neil sleep outside because of his stink. Neil always rolled his eyes and made a show of slipping the socks onto his feet. The next time Andrew saw him, the socks would always be missing again. Which is why Andrew knew the sock drawer was the perfect place to put the box. Renee would bet him Neil would find it by the end of the year. Andrew said otherwise. He didn't bet often, but this was a sure win. Everything set, Andrew watched Neil gather his books for class, protein bar hanging from his mouth. "Put socks on," Andrew said, watching out of the corner of his eye as Neil zipped up his bag. Neil smiled, walked over to press a kiss to Andrew's cheek, before shoving his bare fucking feet into his runners and slipping out the door. Smirking to himself, he turned back to his textbook. Aaron found it a month later. He stormed back into the common room, box in hand. "Jostin," he cried, "you're marrying that guy?" Andrew took a moment to be thankful Neil was still in class. "Am I?" He made a show of checking his hand for a ring. "Curious, I must say, how you knew before I did." "Cut the shit, Andrew," Aaron said, tossing the box at his head. Andrew caught it easily. "I can't believe you're asking that guy to marry you." "I'm not," Andrew said. Aaron blinked at him. "I want to see how long it takes for him to find it." Aaron gave him a look that told Andrew just how stupid he found that. "That's stupid," he said. "I will never understand you two." Andrew tucked the box back into his pocket. "I don't care. Just don't tell him." "I won't," Aaron said, dropping into the beanbag next to him. They sat in silence for a few minutes, watching a snake crawl across the TV, before Aaron cleared his throat. "I'm happy for you." Andrew slid his brother a look. Didn't take you for a sap. Fuck off, Aaron said, without any heat. Are you seriously waiting for him to find it? What if it takes years? Andrew settled further into his beanbag. Then the funnier it is when he finally does find it. Aaron shook his head, watching the TV with a contemplative expression. Who's your best man? You can be. Aaron's head whipped over to look at him. If you can beat Renee in a fight. Aaron groaned, head falling back. Packing up the dorm, Andrew left the sock drawer for last. He was moving to Atlanta in a few weeks, signing on with their pro team. Neil was coming with him to help him move into the apartment they had found, and spending his time before summer training started to be with Andrew. They each had new keys to their name, one for the apartment and one for Neil's new car. Neil himself was sitting on the bed, bare feet crossed under him. Most of their bags were piled by the door, the one by Andrew's feet still open. He was slowly dropping socks into it, listening as Neil talked about what he wanted to do with their few weeks together. I know you don't want to go to the Exe Stadium, but maybe we could check out an aquarium or something. Okay, Andrew said, dropping more socks into the bag. We could also go on a road trip. Atlanta's only a few hours away, so it's not like it'll be impossible to see each other once the season starts back up. Andrew hummed, fingers closing around the box. Maybe we could go see the Grand Canyon or something. If you want, Andrew said, dropping the box into his bag. Neil's face didn't even twitch from where he was staring at his thumb rubbing at a callus on his heel. Or maybe the coast. See the ocean? Neil, Andrew said, waiting until he had the other man's eyes. Wear fucking socks. The box found its home in Andrew's sock drawer in Atlanta. Every time Neil came to visit, Andrew would tell him to put socks on. Every time, Neil would wave them off. Even when Neil signed on with Phoenix, the box stayed in Andrew's drawer. Their visits became less frequent, more often than not only snatched getaways in strange cities. Every few months, Aaron would call, asking if Neil had found it yet. Andrew would ask him if he beat Renee yet. By the time they both found their way onto the same team again, the ring had been sitting in Andrew's sock drawer for over 5 years. By the time the cats found their way into their home, it had been 7. By the time they moved to Denver, it had been 10. Andrew considered himself a patient man, but even this was beginning to itch at him. B thought he should just come out and ask Neil, but at this point, Andrew was too invested. He refused to break first. This had become a competition, and Andrew was going to win. It was a day off, both of them taking the time to relax. Andrew's left knee was starting to go, and he was thinking of retiring after this season. Neil was determined to run himself into the ground and play until they forced him off of the court. The sun was shining through their apartment window, and Andrew and the cats were curled together, basking in its warmth. The creak of the front door announced Neil's return from the rooftop garden, and Andrew flicked him a critical eye. He had dirt smudged over his cheek and arms, his hair sticking to his forehead with sweat. Accepting the kiss Neil dropped onto his mouth, Andrew wrinkled his nose. You stink. Go wash. Neil snorted, catching Sir behind his ears. You always know how to make me feel special. Are you joining me? Andrew thought about it, but he was warm and sleepy and didn't feel like getting up. No. Okay, Neil said easily, before slipping into their room. From a spot on the couch, Andrew could see into their bedroom. He watched Neil's form strip and dump his clothes into the hamper, appreciating the way his muscles moved under his skin. Neil looked up and caught his eyes, a smile tucking a corner of his lips up. Andrew watched until Neil disappeared into the ensuite bathroom, listening to him rifle through the drawers. A few minutes later, Neil reappeared, a furrow between his brows. He moved towards their dresser, and Andrew felt his heart kick up several notches when he pulled open their sock drawer. Pulse hammering, he watched Neil rummaging through the contents until he turned, a frown on his face. Andrew, he said. And Andrew was sure his heart was going to burst through his chest. Neil, where's the soap? Everything stumbled and fell, and Andrew's brain scrambled to reorient itself. What? The soap. There's no more in the bathroom. Andrew blinked. Why the fuck would you check the sock drawer for soap? Neil shrugged. I don't know what you keep in there. Clearly. Neil stared at him, waiting. Andrew sighed, closing his eyes. Under the sink. It was officially war. Apparently getting Neil to notice was going to be a lot harder than he thought, but Andrew wasn't a quitter. He just had to get more creative. It started with leaving socks all over the apartment, on top of Neil's bags and books. When Neil simply pushed them aside, Andrew switched to more inventive spots. Neil would find socks in their kitchen cupboards, in the dishwasher, in the fridge, the shower, and once the entire drawer arranged in a circle in their living room. Nothing. Andrew was losing his mind. He finally broke when Neil was sitting on their couch, King in his arms, watching TV. The sun was bringing out the copper in his hair, the edges of his face smoothed down by age. The tip of his tongue was peeking out from between his teeth, his eyes focused intently on the screen. Storming into the bedroom, Andrew ripped out the sock drawer from the dresser and stomped back out, startling King out of Neil's lap. Neil was blinking up at him, eyeing the drawer in his hands. Dropping it onto the couch beside his idiot, Andrew scowled and crossed his arms. "Why did you bring out the sock drawer?" "I don't know, Neil," Andrew said. "Why did I bring out our sock drawer?" Neil looked down at the carefully folded socks, the box sitting right on top of them. He looked back up at Andrew. "It's very organized." "Organized." Very carefully, Neil plucked out a pair of fuzzy orange socks, and keeping eye contact with Andrew, pulled them onto his feet. When he was settled again, he said, "Happy now?" Andrew stared at him. "I hate you. I hate you so much." "Okay." "Neil." "Andrew." "Neil!" "What?" Neil asked, arms coming up in a helpless gesture. Beside himself, Andrew threw his arms down, gesturing angrily at the box with both hands. "The box?" "Yes, Neil, the box." "Oh." Neil looked down and back up again. "What about it?" What do you mean, what about it?" Neil shrugged, looking at Andrew like he was the crazy one. "I don't know. It's a box." "Do you know what's inside?" "No, it's yours. Why would I look in it?" Andrew came up short. Sometimes, he forgot just how fiercely Neil protected Andrew's boundaries. Pulling his composure back up was as easy as getting Sir and King into their carriers, but he managed. Settling onto the couch, drawer between them, Andrew reached over and cupped Neil's face. "Why don't you open the box, junkie?" Neil clearly didn't understand what was happening, but reached out and plucked the box up with his fingers. Giving one last look to Andrew, he flipped open the lid. Andrew saw the realization bloom across his face, his eyes growing wide and bright, his lips parting just a sliver. Swallowing, Neil slipped the simple gold band onto his finger, the ring glowing in the sunlight. He surged forward into a bruising kiss, his fingers curling into Andrew's hair. He could feel the smooth press of the ring against his scalp, and it made him shiver. "Next time," Andrew whispered against Neil's lips, "listen to me when I tell you to put some fucking socks on." The end. Thanks for listening.